We're doing Bein Yaakov. We're on page Tzadi Tet in the standard editions, Samach Aleph in the Gemara. The Gemara now enters another discussion. We have a man named Manoach. Manoach lived during the period of the Shoftim, and his son Shimshon was the last of the Shoftim. Now Manoach, we have a machlokes, how we view Manoach. One understanding says Manoach was a learned person. He was a sage. And the other understanding says that no, Manoach was a commonplace person, regular farmer, didn't know too much. The Gemara is going to analyze both those understandings, and it's going to stem from the Gemara we had earlier, where the Gemara said you're not supposed to walk behind a woman, because if you're walking directly behind her, then your eyes are going to be focused on her, and that's not modest, that's not right. So again, we discussed this all last week. So Amar Rav Nachman taught Manoach Amaretz Hayam. Manoach was a common folk person. He wasn't anyone learned. Shneimar, because the verse says Vayelech Manoach Acharei Ishto, that the angel appeared to Manoach's wife. She came to call him, and then the verse attests that he walked after her. So the verse is telling you something about him. So even though it's his own wife, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants with his wife, but still, you're not supposed to spend your time and you're not supposed to walk in a way that's immodest. If a person is walking and the nature is that his eyes are looking a certain way, and that's not right for him, that's improper. Everything's mutter between him and his wife. Still, there's a certain modesty that should still be there. Matkif na Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. El mata gabel kana dechti ve'elch el kana achei ishto. Gabel isha dechti ve'akam ve'elch achareha. We have great sages that it says they walked after a woman. Elkanah, it says he went after his wife. Elisha, it says he went after the woman that came to call him. Hachinam echem amash. Over there, you don't think it means he walked directly behind her. Ela, what does it mean over there? Achal dvareha. It means he walked after her counsel. It doesn't mean physically he walked after her. She told him, the child's dead. I need you to come and revive the child. Based on what she said, he went there. Achareha doesn't mean physically after her. It means he went after her words. So hachinami, over here too, you're going to say, achal dvarev, achal tzata. Manoach went based on what his wife said. He went to see the angel. He went based on her counsel. Doesn't mean literally. Amar Ravashi, lemaidika amar Rav Nachman, Manoach ha-ma'aretz haya. Ravashi says, based on Rav Nachman's opinion, that Manoach was na-ma'aretz, afilu be'rav nami lo kara. Then he didn't even learn regular chumash. Tichtiv, v'takum v'kav na'arotea, v'tirkav na'al agamalim, v'teilach na'acharei ha'ish. Because the verse describes how Rebecca with her girls, they rode on the camels behind the man. The verse comes to stress, acharei ha'ish v'lo lifnei'ish. They didn't ride in front of him. Modesty, he shouldn't be staring at them as they're riding. Amar Rav Yochanan, acharei ha'ri v'lo acharei isha. Rav Yochanan says, you should rather walk behind the lion than behind the woman. What's the worst that a lion can do to you? Kill you in this world. What's the worst that can happen if you walk behind a woman? A person can destroy his world to come. It's okay, obviously this isn't coming to say literally, go kill yourself rather than walk behind the woman. But it's giving us a perspective. When you walk behind the lion, you see the danger. You walk behind the woman, you think, what's the big deal? Yeah, is it really a big deal or is it not a big deal? You know what you're going to be looking at. So the Rav Yochanan says, no, go after the perceived threat and then you'll take care of yourself. Why? Because a woman is one sin, and idol worship, well, that could be every sin in the world. Now, what's this idea here? People sometimes think they could expose themselves to all kinds of spiritual dangers. I'll talk to the missionary, what's going to happen? Let's just hear what he has to say. Let's just explain to him why he's wrong. Our sages said, no, you're playing with fire. Maybe today you will know an answer and tomorrow you won't. Maybe today you won't know an answer. Maybe he'll stump you. Maybe suddenly you'll have doubts. Our sages said a person should never be so confident in himself that he has all the answers that he's willing to endanger himself with having all these questions fired at him. Even our sages didn't do it. They avoided it whenever they could. All the debates you find were debates that were forced on us. We didn't have a choice, so we debated, okay? And even there it was a fake debate where we couldn't win to begin with. If we won, they'd kill us. You know. Okay, now go win. Okay, so we'd always have to force it to a stalemate, where we didn't exactly win, but we left it as, gee, I won there. what would you say to this question? What would you say to that question? Where we weren't really coming to refute. Look, Nachmanides won the debate. What happens? The next Shabbos, the king appears in his shul and speaks before the people. Nachmanides won the debate, right? So the king appears in his shul and says, and now all of you should convert to Christianity after this debate. And then Nachmanides is banished. Okay, so what did he win? He didn't have a choice. The Nachmanides, at the end of his debate, records that the king appeared in his shul, gave a whole speech about why they should all convert to Christianity, and Nachmanides got up and respectfully disagreed. So, he didn't have a choice. It was his congregation. On the other hand, you see, he paid a price. A person walks behind someone who's a pagan, so there's a threat. But a person walks behind shul, and everyone's davening, and he makes it clear that he's not interested. So even though he might not mean to give that message, he's already giving a message that he is not a part of what's going on. And this is a halacha that's relevant in a few places. We say if you walk into shul and everyone says Shema, put your hands on your eyes and say Shema together with them. It shouldn't seem like they're all declaring monotheism and I have nothing to do with that. a person walks in and they're all saying Aleinu. So you should say Aleinu with them. What are they saying? We should all give thanks and praise to Hashem. And he says, well, I'm not up to that. So that's not nice. Everyone's bowing in modim. We all give thanks to Hashem. And he just walked into shul. I'm not up to that. No, so we say, bow down with them. If you can, you say what they're saying. If you cannot, you're in the middle of something, so at least make it look like you're with them. They're saying Shema, put your hands on your eyes. No one's going to know that you're in the middle of Birchos HaShachar. At least it should look like you're with them. So that's this idea. Don't walk behind the shul when there's only one shul in town, only one time for davening, one entrance to the shul, and you walk by and you're making it very obvious you don't have a hand in this. That seems to say, I'm not with you guys in praying to Hashem. Now, the only time Chazal didn't want you to walk past the shul that way is when there's only one entrance to the shul. When you walk by, it's very obvious you're not going in. But if there's another entrance, you can walk by this entrance. Maybe you're going around to get in the other entrance. And that's only if you're not riding on your donkey or carrying a load. If you're riding on your donkey or carrying a load, everyone knows you're in the middle of something. You can't walk in. Provided that you're not wearing your tefillin. But if you're wearing your tefillin, so everyone sees you agree to this religion. You're just, right now, you're not entering and joining the prayer. But if you have any one of these or any other thing, like today, we have other shuls. Today, there are other places, there are other minyanim, so then that's okay. Amar Rav. Yetzer hara domeh lezvuv. The yetzer hara is like a little fly. What's a fly? Fly is something very small, but it can make other big things rot. You get a fly that enters the barrel of apples and suddenly it bites here, it bites there. 2 days later, all your apples are rotten. So it's something little, but it has a big impact on bigger things. That's the Yetzer Hara. So Yetzer Hara is like a zvuv, like a little fly. V'yoshev al shnei maftechei halev. And the Yetzer Hara sits on top of the two openings, the two keys of the heart. Shneimar, Zvuve Mavet Yavish Yabia Shemen Rokeach. The flies of death, they can destroy even the best oils of the merchant. The fly has that capacity to destroy other things. B'Shmuel Amar, Tome Lechita. Shmuel says the Yetzer Hara is like a piece of a kernel of grain, a kernel of wheat. Why? Adam ate one kernel of wheat and it changed him forever. Here he just took something small. God said, don't eat from the forbidden fruit. He took a little bit of wheat, he ate a little bit of bread, and suddenly he's a different person. That's how the Yetzer Hara is. You think you're just doing something small. But you should know, no, that's exactly the Yetzer Hara. Something small can have a big impact. Shneimar, lapeta chatat rovetz. The sin stands by the entrance, beckoning a person to enter. Or the word chatat is like the word chita. So that's the other understanding, that the Yetzer Hara is like the chita, like a kernel of wheat. Tanu Rabbanan, our sages taught. We have a brisa that we're that was validated by the academy of Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Hoshaya. You have one heart. You have one mind. You have how many kidneys?
Two.
Shtei klayot yesh bo ba'adam. You have two kidneys. Achat yatzto letova. One gives him good advice. Va'achat yatzto lera'a. And one gives him bad advice. I guess. Shenemar, lev chacham limino velev ksil lesmolo. The wise man's heart goes right and the fool's heart goes left. So you see, to the left and to the right are two approaches. So you're saying if a guy has to take out his kidney, he should take out the left one. Okay. What?
No, but you cannot choose. If the one of the kidneys is bad, you have to take out that one.
Right. Okay. So the question is what all of this means. I don't know what it means that the kidneys have a hand in our thought process. I don't know. Tanu Rabbanan. We have another braisa. Lev mevin. The heart is where you have your understanding. Klayot yoatzot. The kidneys are what give advice. Kane mutzikol. Your vocal cords give voice. Veshet machnis kol mine machal. The food pipe takes down all types of food. Re'a shoevet kol mine mashkim. The lungs is what gives you the capacity to slurp in, to drink, to take in all kinds of drink. Lashon mechatech. The tongue decides what it's going to say. Pe gomer, the mouth concludes and says what has to be said. Kaved koes, the liver is where there's anger. Mara zoreket bo tipa umanichato, the gallbladder can eject one little drop and calm the liver. Tchol sochek, tchol is the maybe the appendix. I don't know what the English word for tchol is. That's what laughs. Kulkevan is a part of the digestive tract. Tochen is what grinds the food. Keva, your stomach, yeshena, that's where you sleep. Af, neo, the nose, the nostrils are what arouse a person. Nin ara yashen v'yashena neor, nimok v'olechlo. If what happens is that sleep comes from the nose, instead of awakeness coming from the nose, if what happens is the stomach keeps you awake instead of the stomach helping you fall asleep, so then that destroys a person. Because you have to sleep the way you're supposed to sleep, and you have to be awake the way you're supposed to be awake. So if a person doesn't sleep properly, then he's going to be destroyed. And if a person sleeps too much, so then that's also going to lead to his destruction. What? We have Bryce that says if they both keep you awake or they both keep you sleeping, then a person dies right away. Okay, so all these Gemaras need a little bit of work. What's going on here? Why does the Gemara bother telling us which parts of the body affect us which way? But okay, this is maybe next time.